What's up, everybody? Welcome to your Daily Dose of Awesome, your live 50 minutes of daily motivation, inspiration, and education so you can get your day started right. It is Friday, it's our Christmas Eve, even though Christmas Eve is technically tomorrow. So I'm excited. There will be no Daily Dose of Awesome on Monday. We're going to take a company holiday. So we're taking a break. So today I hope to give you a double dose of awesome. And today's topic is on what's more duplicatable? This is a question that's asked, not really asked, it's more like told by a lot of more traditional network marketers. They say that online strategies are not duplicatable and they discourage their members from, or their team members or downline, their leaders from pursuing anything that's online because they say it's not duplicatable, even though they actually have no experience doing online strategies for the most part. So they ask, what's online stuff is not duplicatable. Well, I'm gonna address that specifically. I'm actually gonna go more direct. I'm gonna answer what is more duplicatable, online or offline recruiting strategies. And I'm talking about social media recruiting, internet marketing, and of course the traditional belly to belly stuff. So let me just hop right in and into my intro. I want to make sure that I'm live here. So okay.
Even though
there we go. What's up, everybody? Just shoot, give me your name in the comment section and where you're coming from, and I'll be sure to give you a shout out. Now, if you're new to our training, my name is Frenny Sabalos. I'm a lead generation online marketing expert specializing in helping home business owners, that's network marketers, affiliate marketers, direct sellers, multiply their incomes using the internet. Now, I built my first six-figure network marketing business within 2 years of discovering the information we teach here at Elite Marketing Pro. And over the past 10 years, I've been responsible for over $11 million in gross income into my home businesses. But more importantly, I've been responsible for hundreds of millions of dollars in the incomes of our clients, students, and associates. So what we teach and what we do totally works. And there's a six-figure earner right there on the line. What's up, Jonas? How's it going, buddy? So if you're new to our training, I highly recommend you subscribe to these lives. You can basically, when on your phone in the top right corner of the screen, you can just click there. A little symbol will show up. Click again, and a menu will show up at the bottom. You'll be able to like our fan page, and right there and then, turn on notifications to get our daily live. So you get a little ping on your phone, a little reminder if you want to tune in live and interact, or if you want to watch a recording later, that's totally cool as well. All you need to do is just click on the little thing on your phone. If you're watching this on desktop, you can get notifications by going to our fan page. So on the logo right above this post, click there, it'll take you to our fan page, you can like our fan page, and on that like button, you can click that like button, a pull down menu will appear, and you can figure out the notifications there and turn on live posts and especially videos as well, because that's how we deliver our most impactful free content. We don't skip on the value here. We try to deliver as much value as we can within the 15, 20 minutes we have here every single day. My philosophy with regards to development of a skill set is that you constantly have to be absorbing information and training. And there's no better thing for you to absorb every single day than just to have these lives, be a part of these lives every single day. You're going to learn something. Your brain's constantly working. And that's how you can passively develop skill sets that you're going to later utilize in your business building efforts. So with that said, let's hey, what's up, Melissa? What's up, Michael? How's it going, buddy? All right. Melissa, VIP member and future six-figure earner. I love that. And that's a key thing. Before I hop into the content, I did want to say that I believed I was going to succeed in this industry and be a force to be reckoned with well before I was actually there. And it was like just this breaking point where I just like fully committed and I was bulletproof. And you got to get there. You got to have that belief. And so, Melissa, I'm so glad you have that. So let's hop right into this, the duplication stuff. You know, first I want to address what is duplication. And to me, you guys may, especially Jonas, if you have, I'd love to hear your thoughts on what duplication is to you. But to me, a duplicatable process is a training strategy that gets people results in a reasonable amount of time and is always making them feel like progress is being made even if there's no money being produced yet. Now, the feeling has to be real. Like, it has to be based on actual progress they're making. Like, they're developing a skill set and working on something. And so they feel like they're growing, even though maybe the bank account's not reflecting, you know, the growth. You know, usually the bank account has a little bit of a lag factor, as with any business. So, again, training strategy that gets people results in a reasonable amount of time and is always making them feel like they're making progress, even if there is the money's not reflecting that progress that they're making. And so so that's what duplication for me is. I want to first address a duplication myth that's perpetuated in the network marketing space. Because, you know, back when I got started back in the industry back in 2005, and then for as long as I was with that original company, you know, what I did not like about what was being done there is they basically assumed that you were stupid. They assumed that by teaching you skill sets, by teaching you in a way that actually demanded you to work a little bit and use your intellectual power ever so slightly, that it would scare you away. And so they kept saying things like, it's not selling, it's sharing, you're making the business too complicated, just bring more people. And so their philosophy was that we don't want to scare people, we don't want to make them feel like this is a real business where they actually have to learn stuff. And so for them, they thought that maybe they really thought that, or maybe they just, you know, had ulterior motives. But for them, the duplication myth that I've seen in the industry is that whatever you teach your downline, whatever you have them do first, has to be skillless. So it doesn't require them to learn any skills, and has to be easy and brainless, and has to be done right away. Like, the moment they sign up, they have to take an action right now that's gonna produce some sort of result. Like, you know, the list of friends and family, that's a common thing. Why is that list of friends and family created? Well, it's because basically the person that sponsored you doesn't trust you to do any work and to have the patience to actually commit. So they try to get the names of the people you know so that they can, you know, go after them. And they hope that they're going to build enough in front of you so that you don't end up quitting and leaving because you're not making any money. And so that's the for me, that's the duplication myth. And I don't buy that. You know, maybe it's my background as an engineer. I went to MIT. You know, I was in a highly intellectual environment where people worked really hard to learn skill sets and then monetized those skill sets very handsomely later on, whether through a job or starting their own companies. My fraternity brother is the founder of Dropbox. So that's the innovation environment that I was in. And so when I came into network marketing, I was expecting, you know, this is going to give me my financial freedom. I'm potentially going to make more money doing this than I'm making at my job. I expected to learn stuff. I expected to learn skill sets. And when I was treated like a child, it just didn't work. And that's the reason I went online, is because in the internet space, in this community, was the only place where I would be spoken to like an adult, clearly told the things I needed to learn, and then given a strategy to learn those things. So here are the keys to duplication, the keys to getting results relatively quickly, but more importantly, you know, following a training strategy that works. First and foremost, the first key to duplication is the simplicity of the starting strategy. So the strategy has for the first couple months has to be explained to you. What you're going to be doing for the first couple months and what your expectations should be. And of course, you don't want to overwhelm people. You don't want to, you know, for example, with internet marketing, there's a lot that goes into internet marketing. I just did a training the other night where I drew out all the components of an automated internet marketing funnel that generates leads automatically, and you get those leads, and then those leads get automatically converted into customers and distributors and whatever. You know, building out a system like that, you know, that can take a while, and you have to learn multiple skill sets in order to do that. In network marketing, you know, especially offline, same thing. Not only do you have to learn the recruiting and prospecting part, there's also stuff that comes after that. You have to learn how to properly train people, how to train people to train people, how to create a culture, how to build a community, you know, being a leader and keeping people motivated. You have to learn how to promote events. I can keep going. You know, both skill sets can be very daunting if we like dump them all on you at once. But what should be given to you is at least you should be taught something that makes sense, that requires you to learn something, even if it's in a short period of time, and be able to implement it. And it should be simple to start with a roadmap leading towards, you know, mastering the rest of the skill sets. So simplicity of the starting strategy is important. There has to be training and accountability. What I didn't like about the duplication philosophy of my former organization is that they didn't train you really. Like, they did a lot of motivation. They did a lot. There was a lot of hype, a lot of religion, a lot of politics, and very little actual training over the course of like a 3-hour event for the company. And so, you know, I wanted to learn stuff. I went there with my notebook ready to learn, and I just wasn't getting it. And so, you know, one of the things we do here at Elite Marketing Pro is that we get people right into the training. We assign them a one-on-one coach. That one-on-one coach gives them direction. We tell them, review this module, and this module, you know, as part of your process. You have to finish this module before your first coaching call. You have to finish this module before your second coaching call. By this module, when you get to this module right here, you're going to start taking action and start moving towards getting results. So expectations are set. This is the schedule. This is what you're learning here. And at this point is when you start implementing and get results. And so there has to be training, and we assign a coach because there has to be accountability. So along with training, you know, if people are left to their own devices, they're going to kind of slack off or misinterpret what the training is supposed to say. So you have to have somebody there that's following up and connecting with that person. Now, that mentor, that upline that's mentoring you, or in our case, it's just one of our coaches, can't be there just to give you, again, a skill list based approach. They have to be there to train you, and they're there to hold you accountable, not to make sure you're doing something in your business. They're there to make sure that you're actually learning something and making progress. And if you're having trouble, then they're there to kind of figure out what the issue is, what the roadblock is, get you unstuck so you can continue to move forward. The upline or your mentor shouldn't be there just to get you to do something for the sake of doing something because they're afraid you're going to quit tomorrow. So that's, to me, that's not an effective process. The final key to duplication is tracking your progress. You have to be able to track your progress. When you're new in network marketing, and you have to, as a leader, you have to be able to give your people a way to track their progress. Now, again, when I was describing the modules that we get people started in inside of our Elite Marketing Pro, now they're finishing this module, you know, clicking done, finishing this module, clicking done. They visually can see the progress that they're making. And then by a certain point, there's also they're also able to track the results once they take action. So they can see visually the progress they're making, and also when they start taking action, start generating traffic and prospects for their business using the internet, then they also have a way of tracking their results there and seeing how good was that first effort. Did it work? Did it not work? Should I continue doing this, or should I kind of change it up a little bit? You know, that, and you answer those questions based on the numbers. You have to have numbers that show you how you're progressing. And it's not just about money. So, you know, we have two forms of, inside of EMP, we have two forms of tracking your progress. We have visual tracking, like somebody's going through the modules. We have the metrics from, say, an online advertising or online post campaign through Facebook, where they can see how many people saw the post, how many people clicked on the post, how many people became a lead as a result of that post, and so on and so forth. And they can, you know, basically, even before somebody invests in with you, you can kind of look at the numbers and kind of tell if things are working or not, if you're doing it in the right way or not. And so we empower people with the ability to track the results. Like I said, one of my mentors, Tim Sales, I've said this in the past, he had a way of allowing his distributors to, when they were building offline, to track their results, track their progress. He had a point system that basically clearly showed them whether they were making progress towards building a six-figure business. He said, don't focus on your bank account. Focus on these tasks here. These are the point values of these tasks. So every time you do one of these tasks, you give yourself that many points. And your total points every single day have to add up to 60. And if they don't add up to 60, You're not going to be a six-figure earner. And that was it. And so he gave people, empowered people in a way that allowed them to know whether they were making progress every single day in their business, even if their bank account wasn't showing it yet. And so, as you can probably tell, is it really an offline versus online, debate? Not really. There are duplicatable approaches and effective approaches for building offline, as I just described with Tim Sales. The difference is there's a lot of stuff that Tim Sales is asking, his distributors to do that I simply just, don't have the time or don't want to do. It's just, it's not my idea of fun. Cold calling is not my idea of fun. There's a right way to do it. But I just don't want to do, if I have the internet and I can generate leads and I can talk to people that are actually interested in what I'm doing, why would I ever cold call? Even if I can develop the skill set for it. That's the difference. It's a matter of preference and choice. Some people love cold calling. Some people love sales. They love the challenge of approaching somebody and prospecting them for whatever reason. And so, but I'm not that type of person. For me, I'm looking for efficiency and convenience first and foremost. And so that's why I choose, online strategies. Social media recruiting to me is probably one of the most, when done right, as we teach inside Elite Marketing Pro, you can get, in the link, we have a guide that you can download. In the description, there's a link you can download, a recruiting guide on how to approach doing so on social media the right way. And the process is so simple, it's silly. It's simple, but it's methodical. There's a strategy to it. It's simple. And there's follow-up training that goes along with it, so you can continue to grow from there. And you also have the ability to track your progress. There's a, if you actually decide to go into our members area and get the course, there's actually an activity tracker that's included as well. So you're tracking your results as well. You're making sure you're following up with your prospects, etc. And then also with online advertising, online lead generation. Our goal is to get every single member into results, into actual traffic, leads, and even sales within the first 2 weeks. That's our process. So we're not saying you're going to make $1 zillion the first day. We're saying our goal is to have you at week two, have you producing results, have you producing leads, leads or prospects for your business, and even having you start making commissions as a result of those of what happens with those prospects or leads. So that's our goal inside of Elite Marketing Pro. And for me, that has been a very duplicatable strategy. In fact, we've had about a half a dozen members over the past month, first brand new members, new to our community, that have made at least $5,000 in commissions in their first efforts online. And they pretty much basically, they're paying for their tools. They've already funded the cost of doing business as a network marketer as a result of being a part of this community. So hope that makes sense. Finally, the thing about the final key for duplication for me is that the process or the starting point, what the strategy you're given to duplicate has to lead towards mastery of the entire skill set for the profession. If you're doing online marketing, network marketing, or in our case, we're doing both, what we're teaching you has to lead towards mastery of the entire profession, and both skill sets are going to require you to, fully commit and be serious about your study. Pretend you paid $100,000 for your education, like a college education, to learn these skill sets and commit yourself on that level. So hope that making sense. What's up, Jonas? So Jonas is saying, building it for when you aren't there. Is that your definition of duplication? I just want to make sure that's what that is. Hey, Milva, how's it going? Jeannie's like, telling the truth, always hated that when people wouldn't say what they mean and mean what they say. Nothing worth having is easy. Absolutely. So duplication, as Tim Sales has proven in offline and then we've proven online, is duplication does not have to be super easy. He has, Tim does with his team members, he does some crazy build, like some crazy drills, some very intimidating drills. It works. I once described the Russian roulette phone calling where he's, you sit on the opposite side of the table and he has his new recruit sit on the opposite side of the table and just start dialing, cold calling. And he, of course, he trains them before. They know what the process is, but it's still intimidating where you're making dials, taking turns dialing, and you're hoping they don't pick up because it's going to be the next person's turn if they don't pick up. And then you have to actually handle that. I personally, for me, that's not something I would want to do because I hate on the phone. The phone for me is very draining. For some reason, I'm exhausted after 3 phone calls, and you know, throughout my day. And so, so something else has to go in place of working the phones, and that's why I do, you know, online recruiting. So that when I get on the phone, I'm only speaking to people that are highly qualified, highly interested in what I'm doing, and I'm only answering a few quick questions. There's no, you know, closing strategy on my end. I'm just helping them out, answering their questions, and getting them started. And that's the only time I get on the phone when somebody's actually, you know, 99% of the way there. They just have a few quick questions, and then they're ready to go. So hope that makes sense, guys. What's up, James? And so that's it for today. If you want to learn, in my opinion, the most, start with the most duplicatable recruiting strategy in the world. The link is in the description. Download your social media recruiting guide, and that'll be your gateway to learning everything else that we do online. And hopefully for you, a mastery of the skill set that has produced millions of dollars in my life and has helped our clients produce millions of dollars in income for themselves as well. So take care, guys. Have an amazing Christmas. I hope you guys are with family over the weekend for Christmas. I know I'll be. And our official company holiday is the 26th on Monday. So we will not have a Daily Dose of Awesome on Monday. We'll be back on Tuesday, and we'll continue the fun. There's something very cool happening next Wednesday as well. So on Tuesday, we're having our Monday Mojo, which is our affiliate training. And on Wednesday, I talked about those people in our community that have produced at least $5,000 in commissions this past month that are pretty new to our online space and pretty new to all this stuff, yet have produced results pretty quickly within a month. I'm actually inviting them to share with our community and the public what it is they are doing right now to produce that type of income so quickly. And it'll be really cool to learn the kind of like variety of strategies they're implementing. And my hope is that you get to hear what they're doing and that you're able to implement it yourself in your business so you can build your business using Facebook and Facebook strategies. So that's it for today, guys. We will come back on Tuesday, and Wednesday we'll have that special webinar. Keep your eyes peeled for the email, and also stay engaged in our community if you're a member of Elite Marketing Pro. Talk to you soon. Take care.